This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So this whole week we have been doing the blessings and the motivation of making dua. We can go on and on. Today will be our final lesson in this introduction. And inshallah from tomorrow we're going to start the etiquettes of dua. And we have covered so many different ways to motivate us to make dua. The status of dua. Dua is the essence of worship. Allah loves those who make dua. Dua is the characteristics of the righteous. The one who doesn't make dua, Allah gets angry at him. And so many other blessings and motivations. Today we're going to mention two other aspects to motivate us to make dua. The Quran teaches us, and the Sunnah explains this reality, that dua is the weapon of the believer. Dua is the weapon that the believer uses to fight every single problem and calamity. The ones that they are facing and the ones they are scared to face in the future. The ones that are physical and the ones that are psychological. Dua is a weapon that every Muslim has access to. And nobody can take it away from you. It is a miraculous weapon. Nobody can take that weapon away from you. Nobody can disarm you from this blessing that Allah has given you. Even if you're tied up, you have the weapon of dua. And this weapon does not need extensive training. This weapon does not require years of expertise. No, all of us can become masters of dua if we know how to make dua. Look at how many different stories in the Quran mention that people, prophets, were in difficult times and they made dua to use as a weapon to be saved from those times. For example, Nuh alayhi salam, and he had political problems. He had social problems. His ummah wanted to kill him. His people wanted to execute him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. And Nuh, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala way before in the eons gone by. مِنْ قَبْلُ. Because Nuh is very early in history. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we saved him and his family from the great tragedy. So when he, meaning the flood, so when he made dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and his family. Look at Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub, whom Allah tested like hardly any other person in history has been tested. Ayyub lost all of his children. Ayyub lost all of his wealth. Ayyub was afflicted with some of the worst diseases like leprosy, and he lived on his own away from the city. He became somebody that nobody wanted to be close to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what weapon did he use? وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ayyub made dua to Allah, Ya Rab, I'm in trouble. Ya Rab, I'm in pain. And Ya Rab, you are Arhamar Rahimin. Fastajabna lahu. We responded to his dua. Wa kashafna ma bihi min dur. And we lifted up the calamity and tragedy. We healed him. Wa ataynahu ahlahu wa mithlahum ma'ahum. And we gave him all of his children and doubled the amount. Allah blessed him with an even larger family, even more wealth after the dua. Again, what weapon did Ayyub use? The weapon of dua. Zakariya. For 80 years, he's making dua to Allah to have a child. وَأَيُّوب وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْضًا. By the way, look at every ayah. وَأَيُّوبَ وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى. Every time when they made nida to Allah, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا. Every single ayah, Allah is saying, they were in trouble. They called out to Allah and Allah responded to them. So Zakariya, he's over 100 years old. So for 80 years, he's making dua to Allah. And this shows us you never lose hope in Allah's dua. He is too old to have a child. His wife is too old to have a child. He still does not stop dua. Because dua is done till your ruh leaves your body. You never stop making dua. وَزَكَرِيَّا إذ نادى ربه ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. Zakariya calls out to Allah, don't leave me without progeny, Ya Allah. Don't leave me without a son. So, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَ. And so we responded to his dua and we blessed him with Yahya. And his wife was not able to bear a child. We allowed her to bear a child. Notice here, look at again, Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf, and he's being tempted not by one woman only, by a group of women who lock the door. He has no way to go. What is he gonna do? What does Yusuf do? Well, Yusuf says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَسْتِجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدُعْنَ إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ Ya Rabb, I need your help. I'm gonna fall prey to this unless you save me. When the door is locked and he's being tempted, what is the weapon that he uses? He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what does Allah say? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ Allah responded to his dua and averted all of the plotting and planning of those ladies. Yunus alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ By the way, notice, nada istajaba. Every single time, وَنُوح, when the whale swallowed him up, and he calls out from the darkness of the night and the darkness of the ocean and the darkness of the whale. He was in three darknesses, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the whale. And he has no weapon. He has no way out other than dua. وَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ Utter darkness. That is the light. The dua became the light. And he makes dua to Allah from the depths of the whale. And what does Allah say? فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ We saved him from his own tragedy. Then what does Allah say? وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And this is how we will save all the believers. How? Through the mechanism of dua. How will Allah save you from your own tragedies? How will Allah cure your sick? How will Allah bless you with miracles when the world shuts its doors? When there is no hope, then you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the mechanism of dua, dua becomes your weapon and dua can be used for all of these different scenarios and more. And one final point, inshaAllah ta'ala, that will incentivize us. And again, we could go on and on, but we have to move on to the next subject, which is the etiquettes of dua tomorrow. One final point, and this is one of the biggest blessings of dua. And if this were the only blessing, it would be enough of a blessing. One of the biggest blessings of dua is that dua allows us to form a stronger, better, more powerful relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua gives us courage when the world makes us feel hopeless. Dua gives us light when the world is in darkness. Dua gives us sabr when the world has shut all of its doors. Dua is the way out for us. Dua allows us to develop a new ta'alluq, a new relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, this is referenced in the Quran itself when Allah azza wa jalla says the very verse that is the theme of our entire month is that when my servants ask you about me, I am qareeb. Meaning, when you make dua, O Muslim, listen to this. When you make dua properly, you will feel the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will allow you to appreciate the closeness of Allah more better than dua. When you make dua, all of a sudden you will feel Allah is qareeb. Dua is the mechanism for you to have that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, we always mention this because this is the reality. Look at our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Wallahi, I think any one of us, may Allah protect us, if we were in that situation, we would go wild, we'd go crazy, we'd go mad. How are they not only keeping their sanity, but they're keeping their optimism, their hope? Listen to their interviews. Look at what the mothers of Gaza say when they're burying their children. This is the power of dua in their lives. It gives them hope and optimism. They have something to look forward to. This is what dua does. And Ibn Qayyim has a beautiful passage. The summary of it is that one, he said, once I went through a tragedy in my life and I started making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the course of making dua, he said, I discovered a new relationship with Allah, or I should say, I reached a level of relationship with Allah that I had never had before. And I felt the sweetness of ibadah in that tragedy that I had never felt before. My iman in Allah went to heights that I never had before. Then Ibn Qayyim says, I realized I began appreciating that qurb, that closeness with Allah that I never had before. And I realized if Allah answers my dua, I would lose that qurb that I'm feeling right now. And so secretly, Ibn Qayyim saying, even as I'm making dua, secretly I desired for a delay in response so that I could continue my precious relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I began to appreciate that relationship more than the asking of my dua. And deep down inside, I would rather this relationship continue because I know that when Allah answers that dua, that strong ta'alluq that I'm feeling now, it's not going to be as strong. And this is what happens when the salihin, when the right righteous, they discover the power of dua. Dua allows you to soar to new heights. In fact, I could even ask all of you to go back to your own lives and ask yourself, when did I feel the closest to Allah, the strongest to Allah? When did I feel the qurb of Allah? And in all likelihood, 9 out of 10 of you would give me a time frame in which actually life was difficult. Life was not easy, yet you discovered the sweetness of iman through dua. And you attained a level of taqwa and a level of consciousness through the power of dua that you never had before. So brothers and sisters, to conclude all of this introduction, and tomorrow we'll move on to other topics of dua, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently, copiously. Do not allow any excuse to come between you and the power of dua. Make dua daily, make dua in the morning, make dua at night, make dua for every aspect of your lives, make dua for the smallest thing of your life and the biggest thing of your life, because dua is indeed the weapon of the believer and the source of optimism and hope and the primary connection that we have with our Creator. And inshallah, from tomorrow we're going to start talking about the adab and etiquettes of dua, inshallah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الهدى والفرقان.